Welcome everyone to this week's weekly podcast. Today is July 17th, about 3.5 hours pre-equity market close, and it is just myself this week. Scott needed to take some time today, and so he will be back on next week. And let's go ahead and just jump right in. So looking at the market between last week and this week, it's been a fairly flat, for the first time in what seems like a year, uneventful week. Which is it's great. There's been low volatility, and that's something that I know a lot of us have really been looking forward to. The market's up about 1%, but like I said, no volatility, and that's felt really good. And we had the PPI numbers coming out yesterday, and the PPI numbers for those who don't know is a one of the inflation metrics that the Fed uses to see if they want to reduce rates to make sure inflation is not taking over. And what came out was actually zero. It was a 0% change month over month between last month and this month. And the forecast was about a 0.2% chance or a 0.2% overall change. And so now you got to wonder, what does this mean? Well, we knew last month with the administration pushing the tariffs down the line that we're not going to see inflation numbers until the tariffs become permanent, right? And we've been harping on that since the tariffs have come out, and the administration has now pushed it to August 1st, with some intermittent decisions between then, like against Japan, and some other countries, Indonesia. And until we get the firm numbers, we're going to see PPI, CPI, and PCE really not have that big of a change, except what the standard inflation rate is, which is 2.3 to 2.5 year over year consistently, whenever we're not in a hyperinflation or interest rate moving year. So everything is moving as it should. And as you can see, the market has reflected the same. And the news-driven market volatility has calmed down drastically. As I mentioned earlier, there has not been much of a volatility event the past week, which I will reiterate again is a great thing, because the market is no longer taking everything at face value. They're really baking in the fact that there's going to be inflation, there's going to be tariffs, right? Because when tariffs come, there probably will be an inflation aspect to it. That's just what tariffs are. And so, looking at the market, not reacting to any of these announcements, that's a great thing. It really feels like they have, the institutions have really started building these in, right? And there is also, during the summertime, much less volume, as we discussed last week and the week before, when institutions just don't trade that much during the summer and they'll come back in rip roaring hot in September, once Labor Day is over. So, with that in mind, and with PPI in mind coming out, one thing I want to get into before we get into the interest rates in Carl's Corner is that today we had retail sales. Now, when inflation is high, retail sales are normally very low and there's not much spending because people are keeping it close to the in their wallets. Well, retail sales, they're a forecasted 0.1, and it's up 0.6. It is a drastic increase, which means money is flowing into the economy right now. And if you couple that with the possibility of a rate decrease further in the year, that's going to be looking very good for the market, very good for GDP, and very good for the economics of America all the way around. And so let's go ahead and jump right in to the Fed and see what the probabilities are looking like. So last podcast we discussed, there's almost a no chance that there's going to be rate reduction in July, which is now 2 weeks away. July 30th is the next Fed meeting, and that stands true to this day. 2% chance of something happening, 98% chance of it staying still, which is completely understandable, especially now that the new tariff date is August 1st. And so the Fed's doing what they want to do. They're keeping their head on a swivel. And then we look into September. September last week, there was about a 70% chance of a rate reduction. Now we're looking at 50-50. And when you start digging into why it's 50-50, well, in order to reduce a rate or to move the interest rates at all, the Fed has to have a majority vote, which means that 7 of the 12 have to vote for the decrease or the increase or whichever. So when it's split 6-6, nothing's going to happen. And if you look at the dot plot, the dot chart, you can see it's 6 versus 6. 50% want to move it, 50% don't. And you're seeing that in the September Fed. It is 50-50 of a rate reduction versus keeping it the same. And like we've been talking about, we see, Scott and I both see each side of it, right? It's you don't want to do it too quickly because if tariffs come through and inflation becomes bad, then you have to raise rates. And that's not good for the economy at all because you're going to see wallets tighten, not much money's going to be flowing, GDP is going to decrease. And when GDP decreases, then tariffs are coming in, it's going to be a mess. So they don't want to do it too quickly. But then you have the other side who is looking at the fact that consumer sentiment's on the rise, retail sales are on the rise, inflation is steady around 2.3%. And if this was any other year or there weren't tariffs on the horizon, there would be rate reductions. We'd probably be in the 3.5% range right now. And so you have that split, which it's good to be able to have both sides seeing different views, right? If they all just agreed on it and then it went the other way, that wouldn't end well. And so having these differing opinions is actually working. And there's still a projection of 2 rate cuts this year, but now it may be October, December, right? And as long as the tariff numbers and the tariff situation keeps getting kicked, you may keep seeing these interest rate cuts keep getting kicked. Because once the tariff numbers come through and you have a month or two of inflation data to back it up, they can either keep it the same until the inflation comes back down to 2.5 or 2%, and then you can start your rate cuts. Or you start it too quickly, inflation comes back up, and now you're going from 4.25, which is what it's at now, to 4.5, 4.75. So we just need confirmed numbers. Once we get confirmed numbers and there's not the 30% to the 20% or anything like that, then everything is going to start looking a lot better. It's going to be a lot more essentially readable from the Fed and what they want to do. With that, we're going to keep this very short because, like I said, it is just myself today. The market was very calm and there's not much on the Fed front except what I just discussed. So if you have any questions or concerns, feel free to give us a call. Any questions, please, let us know. Shoot us an email. And if you think anybody else might enjoy our market commentary, feel free to forward our email on over to them. We're also on the iHeartRadio app and the Podbean Radio app.